Mishnah and Daf Samach Tes and Ralph brings down the Eitz of Reb Tarfon, the Choylim Mamzerim Litar. It's possible for a Mamzer to become Tar. Ketzad, Mamzer Shinosa Shifcha, Mamzer Meiz Shifcha, the Vlad is an Eved, the Vlad now is an Eved. Shichacha Nimza Ben Ben Choyin, if your Meshacharim comes out that the Ben is a Ben Choyin, he becomes a full-fledged Yid, he's no longer a Mamzer. So that is an Eitz to be Mitar a Mamzer, that the Mamzer marries an Eved, the Mamzer Meiz Shifcha, the Vlad is an Eved, and if you free him, now he becomes a Swell Gomer, and you came up with an Eitz to be Mitar Mamzer. So this Mishnah actually came up in recent history, Mamash Halacha L'Maisa. This is a Shaila, very, very unfortunate Shaila came up. It's discussed in Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak and Chalkas Yaakov about there's a Kila in Hungary that after the war, after the Holocaust, the women returned to the city and assumed that their husbands died in the war. They had no record of their husband being alive and they got remarried. And a lot of these women, after a while, their husbands came back. They returned and they were mistaken. They thought the husbands died, but they really didn't. And there were about 10 women like this, and the kids that were born were unfortunately mamzerim because they were still married. And fast forward, about 20 years later, these kids grew up, they wanted to get married, but now they're mamzerim, also love of the kahal, and the shaila is what to do. So the rav of that city, one of the big pleiskim over there, came up with an etzah that maybe we could come up with an etzah based on this mission, and maybe they could get a hold of women who were gayas, who they could be kaina as a shifcha, they could be kaina them as a shifcha, and then they can marry them, they can have kids, the kids will be avadim, they can be mishacharim, and that way, that's an etzah, they'll have zemli tar, they'd have a full din of shifcha, they can have a kanani, and chayv, and mitzvah ke'isha, and everything, and eventually that would be an etzah to be mitar, the mamzer. So this rov brought the shayla to Kama, the paiskim at that time, and the chesitzchak and the chalkis yakim, and they're down about this barichas, whether this etzah is a good etzah, and the main shayla was, that maybe this etzah only works in those days, the days of Chazal, where it's mutter to buy a shifcha, but nowadays, being that alpidina and muchazadina, it's usher to own a shifcha and avid, so even if a person did it, the kinyan is batal, it's not chal, and therefore there is no din shifcha, din avaknani, and therefore the whole etzah doesn't really get off the ground. So they're done about that, about the kayach of dina muchazadina, if it's again the gabi mamun, the gabi yisurim, a lot of rechas back and forth, whether that etzah would be nagay or not. And they did bring that it did happen in recent history in Turkey. There was a record of a chasna that happened in such a situation to be Matara Mamzer, which might be different over there. Maybe then they didn't have such a law as opposed to today when they did. So that wasn't necessarily a tzushtal. And the Chalkas Yaakov says that he heard a shmua that this happened in, heard this from a Meisher Salvechik, that in England there was such a maisa that there was a person who did this etzah to be Matara Mamzer. It was not so mefursim, not so clear if the mice actually happened or not. There's a din about it. But al-Kafanim, that was the shaila, halach l'maisa, whether this could be done or not, and seems to be somewhat of a machlekes between the Menchus Yitzchak and the Chalkas Yaakov, who happened to be his mechutin, whether you're able to be samach on this eitz of his manhazah.